Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune, and before Greg and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Lincoln head coach Malik Hoskins.
Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week's game against Emporia State. When you had a chance to look on film, what were some of the takeaways you had from that ball game?
We continue to start slow. Be lethargic and at the beginning of a football game. It just seems like we don't seem to wake up until second half of these football games, and you know, kids realize that there's an opportunity for them to compete. They compete, but you know, we have to stop going into games just feeling defeated. But you know, Emporia was a really good football team, which we knew they were going to be. They were big up front. They were physical up front. I just think that, you know, at times it seems as if we were overwhelmed personnel-wise. But, you know, taking nothing from them, they're a really good football team.
Overall, we knew this was going to be a possibility. Overall, what did you feel of Desmond's performance coming at quarterback? I know he had played a few times in the past, but, I mean, that's not really easy. That's not an easy situation for a quarterback who's been backup for most of the season and now has to step in that starting role week 10.
Yeah, he did some things. He did some good things. He also did some Desmond-like things, which, you know, were making wrong reads at times. But, you know, overall, I think he came in. He didn't do anything to hurt us offensively. He did a really good job of managing the football game. You know, something that, you know, in the past we thought he could do, he just didn't do it for us. So pleasantly surprised to see him finally have a little bit of success.
Okay. How about Jose? How we saw him get back in the game after, you know, being banged up a couple weeks earlier. How did he look out there?
He put the one on the ground, which hurt us. And, you know, we had an opportunity to go in and possibly get some points on that drive. And, you know, he had the turnover. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, this is the first time where I saw him. He's had turnovers before, but this is the first time that that particular turnover, it did something to him, and he felt like he needed to redeem himself, and he did. He came back after that turnover. You know, he settled in, and he had some pretty good runs.
Okay. And what can you tell us from what you've seen on film about this week's opponent in Missouri Western?
We're singing the same old song. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be big up front. They're good at the quarterback position. I think they want to run the ball, feel that they want to run the ball just a little bit more than they want to pass, which is, you know, past few weeks we've come into contact with teams that want to, you know, spread the football around in the air, as, you know, disregarding Nebraska Kearney. But they're really balanced, but I think they want to control the game by running the football.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Malik Hoskins, and at this point I'd like to take a moment just to thank some of our Goal Line sponsors this season. We'd like to thank Culver's, Capital Machine Company, Blue Diamond Fine Jewelry, and the Tricky Cotton team at RE/MAX Jefferson City. Well, Greg, nothing surprising. Lincoln falls behind big last week. I think it was 49-0 at one point, loses 56-21 at Emporia State. Drops him to 0-9 on the season. I guess, you know, it's just people probably get tired of us saying it, but it's just another example of just how deep and how, you know, how well played and how well schooled some of these teams are in the MIAA. The fact that there are just no off weeks, and, you know, when you're playing at a disadvantage like the Blue Tigers are this season, that you're just kind of, it's a recipe for disaster just about every week out.
Yeah, I mean, and Lincoln was also at a disadvantage because, I mean, they're struggling health-wise on the offensive line. You know, they didn't have Zamar Brake at quarterback, but they did have Desmond Hunter, who came in and, you know, threw for a couple hundred yards, which is pretty big considering, that was the first time he had started, and, oh, man, you have to, I mean, it just hadn't started in an MIAA game for a while, and Jose, having Jose and Franklin also back, I know it was big for them to see Torrey Hicks have the game he did against Central Missouri, but to have Jose back and rush him for close to 100 yards, that was a big deal. But you're right. I mean, to me, defensively, Lincoln's just, you can't give up 50-plus points and think you're going to win, because we, even against the team that's probably the second-worst team in the league, they still – I mean, I know they scored 48 points on them, but that still wasn't enough. So just another tough road game, and, you know – the problem is they're winnable games right off the bat, which is what you want, because if you can win those and get some early wins, you can get some confidence, get some momentum. The problem is when you lose those and you look at the back half of their schedule, and while they don't play many of the Giants, they play a lot of the teams that are in the middle of the pack. And the problem is with teams in the middle of the pack, you don't know what you're going to get. Are you going to get the team that has the chance to win seven games, or are you going to get the team that has that is going to struggle and only win three? And the problem is it almost seems like they get everybody's best effort.
Right.
And I think that's another thing we were emphasizing is they, you know, nine games and all nine teams have scored the season high against Lincoln. I don't know what you can do about that. You have to do something to combat it, but I don't know what you do.
Yeah, and, you know, it's even scarier from the standpoint of, like, you look at it and go, okay, you know, they close out the regular season this Saturday. It's an 11 o'clock game at Dwight T. Reed Stadium. So you look at it and go, okay, they get Missouri Western. Well, Missouri Western's, you know, only 5-5, so maybe that's a team where you go, okay, maybe there's a chance to have some success, maybe do some good things, maybe, you know, do a couple things. Things right in the season on a high note. It's just kind of scary from the standpoint of, okay, you go 2 weeks ago, you know, Lincoln loses to Central Missouri, and Central Missouri beats them 77-35. Last week, Missouri Western turns around and beats Central Missouri 59-28. So it's almost like where you go, oh my goodness, you know, a team that was riding high after beating Lincoln then gets the doors blown off by Missouri Western, and that's who Lincoln's got this week. So you just go, there just aren't any off weeks in this league. And you just go, yeah, a lot of people get healthy against you, and it's also just one of those things where, you know, yeah, this is a way for Missouri Western to go into the offseason, go instead of being 5-5 or 5-6, we're going to the offseason 6-5. We've got a winning record. That's something that they're obviously looking to do too. So it's almost not like, you never have a week where, you know, somebody you're playing is playing for nothing. You know, it seems like it's a get healthy week. It's a chance for them to do X, Y, or Z. And yeah, you're getting everybody's, you know, you're getting everybody's MIAA type effort no matter what week. Nobody takes an off week, even against Lincoln.
See, yeah, the weird thing about this Missouri Western team is we've seen them play well in like back to back game spurts, but they haven't really been able to put together a run. We've seen them lose some games that were some toss up games that if they wanted to even have a shot at a bowl game. I mean, if they beat Lincoln, they're 6-5. I know it's a winning record, but I really don't think that's enough to get them into a bowl game. I mean, obviously not the playoffs. Again, you know, they did what they had to do against Central Missouri. I think we could say the same thing about Central Missouri, was that there were a lot of games that were toss-up games, and they didn't win any of them. Mm-hmm. Missouri Western's at least won a few of them. They've lost some games that... I guess the best way to explain it is they beat a team that they were probably an underdog against 1 week, and then all of a sudden, so they play a team that's similar, and they feel like they are the favorite in that game, and then they lose that one. And it's just kind of weird that, like, if you look at some of their wins, you're like, man, this should be an 8-win team in the MIAA this year. And then when you look at some of these losses, you're like, oh, man, that, like, they're 500 at best. So
right.
Kind of weird how their season has kind of gone. But, you know, again, they're... The one thing I will say about them is if you look at their numbers, offensively, they're about the most balanced team that Lincoln's going to face this year. We've seen Lincoln face a number, a few run-first offenses like with Nebraska Kearney, but we've also seen a lot of teams that are a pass-first offense, you know, for example, the Central Missouris. But I don't know. I'm kind of actually intrigued to see this matchup and see if Missouri Western, you know, continues to go 50-50 with the run pass for the most part. I think they're 60-40. But I'd be kind of curious to see if they go 50-50 or if they find one early on where they have success and just keep going to that over and over and over again.
It bears repeating. It has been a long slog this year. We kind of knew going in it was going to be long. We lost one game to COVID. You know, I'm kind of surprised that we didn't lose maybe another game to COVID. Kind of surprised we didn't maybe lose a game to injuries, because we talked about how just the sheer, you know, numbers disadvantage that the Blue Tigers were at. It's almost a reward in and of itself just to get to the end of the regular season at this point. I mean, yes, obviously you would like to have some wins on your total at this point in the season, but just the fact that they're still, you know, out there and they're still competing. And again, yes, last week's result was not great, but yeah, you still put up 21 points against an MIAA squad, so guess what? That's not too bad. I think there are a lot of teams that would play MIAA schools and, you know, struggle to put up 20-plus points against some of those schools. So they have not quit, and they have not just, you know, succumbed to all the things that have been against them this season.
Yeah, to me, I thought that was big because with the backup quarterback, I think a lot of people have said, oh, Lincoln's going to be lucky to score at all. So I think right. to have Desmond Hunter come in, and he has been a starter. Let's not act like he's a typical backup quarterback. He has been a starter in the past. It's just you see the potential with Zamar Brake and what he's capable of doing. Talking about this game, it's still going to be a game-time decision on whether or not Zamar will be healthy enough to play. If not, obviously Desmond's there. Looks like Jose is going to be healthy enough to play. And honestly, you saw a pretty good mix of Jose and Torrey Hicks. I think Torrey Hicks had close to 50 yards rushing. And that's what Lincoln really wants. So, like, if we get Jose to have 100, 125 yards, and we get Torrey with 50-plus yards, and you know, whoever's that quarterback still throws for a couple hundred. I mean, those are good numbers. Those are numbers right. you want. It's just, I mean, those aren't numbers that are going to win based on the defense they have. Mm-hmm. And here's the big kicker for Lincoln going into this offseason. We talked about how numbers are down. I mean, they haven't even had 60 kids on the roster at the start of the year. And obviously with injuries, they're still struggling. I mean, they're probably going to struggle to have 45 to 50 kids dress up. But, I mean, this game is senior day. And I think this is probably more of an issue due to COVID / you know, a lot of kids transferring out. And I mean, there's only six seniors. I know that was one of the things we even talked about back when Mike Jones was coaching, was that he was starting to turn that trend in the right direction. When you covered a lot of Lincoln games, sure. you said those senior day celebrations were pretty quick because they'd only have four or five guys.
Right.
And by the time Mike Jones departed in 2016, they're getting at least a dozen to 15 kids honored on senior day. And I know it looks like they've taken a step back, but I'd like to think we can attribute that to COVID and the transfer opportunities. But here's the thing, they've got 30 or so freshmen. How many of them are going to come back next year? And if you're Lincoln, I think it's got to be, you've got to get talent. Don't get me wrong, but I think if you have to pick between talent and numbers, you've got to find a good balance between sure. those two, because you have to find a way to get more than 60 kids yeah. on the roster next year. There's no question about
and
that.
And I think that starts with carryover. I think you've got to have some of these guys be back in the program yeah. and be back there for multiple years, because the hardest thing that especially it's been hard for Lincoln in a number of different sports throughout the years, but you can't just be completely remaking a roster in no matter what the sport is every year, but especially football, where it is so numbers heavy and numbers dependent. You can't be remaking an entire roster yeah. year after year after year. You're going to have some degree of carryover. So you go, hey, even if we only have, you know, yeah, if you have 30 freshmen this year, guess what? You need to keep about 25 of them just for not only just the fact that they'll be sophomores next year, but just for the depth that they'll give you. So just the fact that, yes, theoretically, you will still see improvement from those kids from year to year to year. But if you're just constantly going, okay, we got 30 freshmen this year, and guess what? We lost all but three of them, and we got 30 freshmen next year. Well, then that means your sophomore class hasn't developed. Means you're even farther behind in the numbers game. So yeah, at a certain point you just go, now the one thing that I will say, and again, it's a moral victory, but we'll take it at this point. I think the fact that they have not quit and they haven't just folded 10, it would have been really easy to just go, hey, we lost, or we're under a number, we just can't play this week. You haven't seen them do that, and you haven't seen them be out of any game. I think you've still seen them playing. Yes, they may have been overmatched by a talent standpoint, but it's not like they've just quit in games. So I think that's something, if you're kids who are in this program, you can look at that and just, you know, garner some sense of satisfaction from that standpoint and go, guess what? If we just stick with it, give us a little bit of time, maybe we start to turn a corner. Maybe not all the corners you need to turn, but a corner, and then that gets you to the next corner you need to turn.
I feel like the only thing they really need to address offensively this offseason is offensive line, because that's really the one area where they're lacking
sure.
depth.
Right.
I think I would obviously, again, as we've talked about, I think the majority of their recruitment needs to be geared toward defense.
Absolutely.
You've got to get yep. kids in there. What's also going to hurt Lincoln because of these low numbers is they can't redshirt these kids like the other 11 MIAA schools. So the problem is it may be another 2-3 years before we see Lincoln have that luxury of being able to redshirt kids, because until they can get these numbers up, a lot of these kids are going to play as true freshmen. That's just the way it is. But yeah, like I said, if they can address offensive line, find a way to get more than 10 guys on the depth chart, at offensive line. And if you could, again, they're losing some key defensive players, and so you've got to find a way to get some of these new kids and hope that the guys who are here now improve as they get older. I mean, as you mentioned, I think the difference between this Lincoln team and the ones from a few years ago is they are scoring more points.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is nobody notices that because they look at what the defense allows. So if you can find a way to cut your points per game allowed down at least 20 points over these next few years, a lot of these games look so much more manageable.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast. And how do you see this season finale going for them on Saturday?
I really do think this is going to be a game where Missouri Western, they can either run the ball or throw the ball. I think they're going to find a way to have success one way or the other. Like I said, my question is, are they going to pick one or the other, or is it going to be balanced? I think this is a game where, I mean, God, they almost scored 60 points against Central Missouri. I'm kind of curious. Is this going to be the one team that doesn't score season high for the year against Lincoln?
Right.
I really do think that Lincoln might be able to keep them somewhere in the high 40s, low 50s. I just don't think they're going to be able to score enough to even keep it close. I think this is a game that Lincoln wins 49-21. Missouri Western wins 49-21. Thank you for catching that.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com. And for game updates and more college sport content all week, follow Greg Jackson on Twitter. That's @ACTIONJAXON05 on Twitter.